Hey, everybody. My name is Damara West, and I'm founder of Be Well, Beautiful Woman, where we help women to center their healing and liberation so that they can lead and live on their own terms. I am overjoyed about welcoming you into the Abundance Summit, which is all about amplifying your power to draw in more money, more joy, and more ease. And the speaker that I have on the lineup, Lucinda Cross, is going to support us in doing those very things. Lucinda is the founder of Activate Worldwide, LLC, a boutique marketing firm that supports small business owners with leveraging and monetizing their services and products. Lucinda is a highly sought after motivational speaker, a best-selling author, TV personality, and spokesperson for Verizon as their small business comeback coach. And if that's not all, y'all, and not even it, but in addition to the things that I've shared, she's also the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award from former President Barack Obama. Lucinda, so happy you are here with me, sister. How are you?
I'm good. I'm abundant.
Hey, I like the sound of that. So you know, let's talk about abundance. I mean, girl, you are killing it. We want to know about your journey to get to TV personality, best-selling author, Verizon small business comeback coach, and so much more that we've talked about in your bio and a lot of things that I'm sure that we've left out. So talk to us about your journey.
So the journey, what I will say in short is, you know, I was tired of being the best kept secret, mm-hmm. right? I was tired of being the best kept secret and I was self-sabotaging myself. And so for me, going from one level to the next and tapping into media and tapping into sponsors and partners, I had to start becoming my own client, which meant that I needed to toot my own horn. The realization that, Lucinda, no one is going to be here to save you. So either you show off all the stuff that you know, you've learned, the pain, the drama, the trauma, and you put it all up in the pot and mix it up and say, hey, look, I have something of value to bring to the table. You're the one that has to do it. And so I really needed to become my own cheerleader, my own advocate. And when I did that, it was such a vulnerable moment that it attracted more in my business, more clients, authentic relationships, partners. And so it really stemmed from me helping other businesses grow and build and be seen and heard and hiding behind the scenes to now saying, hey, it's my turn to come out.
Come on now. You know, what I love about this is that it allowed you to really step into your power. And so often as women, we are told to kind of play in the background, right? Not be too showy, to be humble, all of these things that actually can be anti to us really claiming for ourselves who we are and the greatness of what we've done in the world. And, you know, when you talked about being your own client, like that's huge. Mm-hmm. And this is big because a lot of times, just because we know through our work with clients as entrepreneurs, if that's the space that we're in, it doesn't mean that we always do the very things that we're imparting to our that's clients. Right. And that's so, right. You know, what were some pivotal things that helped you to make that shift? Like, how did you show up differently in this space of claiming the fullness of who you were and how fierce you were in the world and the impact that you knew for sure that you were making?
So I gave myself a permission slip. And what I mean by that is I wrote a book and I did it ugly, grammatically incorrect, sentences all over the place. Run-ons, you name it, commas where they shouldn't have been. But I said, let me get out of my perfectionism and this perfectionism that caused me to procrastinate a lot in my own business journey. Anyone else? I'm cheering them on. Go, go, go. Let's do it, do it, do it. I'm finding all the resources. So for me, the permission slip was, Lucinda, put a book together. Yeah. What would you like to have in a mentor? What does it mean? At this time, I was a mother, had two small children at the time. They're grown now in college, but it was, you know, what would you have liked? Build a tribe that you want to create and put that in a book. What does that look like? Interview some women. Take the guesswork out of it. Take the perfectionism. I need to know what, you know, I need to put everything I know in one book. And just start off with something that speaks to women who want to step out of corporate America, want to be around and raise their children, and want to get into their passion. What does that look like? And so I interviewed successful women who were doing it. And I was still rubbing two nickels together, you know, at the time. But I interviewed women who were doing it in the space that I wanted to grow in. And I put the book out ugly. And that's what I would say. Do it ugly. That was my permission slip, is to say, it's not going to be perfect. Are you willing to make a mistake so that you can grow and learn? Yes. Yeah. Are you willing to be ridiculed and criticized about this grammatically incorrect book? Yep. And so that was the permission slip that I gave myself, and the journey, how it started with me being vulnerable to say, this is where I want to go. I'm not there yet, but I've interviewed some women who have done it, and they're kicking butt and taking names.
Wow. Well, and it's like, you really just, you took a leap. You dove literally head first in. And from there, it sounds like there was a ripple effect that happened, but not to mention, you knew that there were people that were out there that you could glean from, that you could look to, because, you know, and a lot of times we think that we're, even though maybe we didn't have a guide from someone else, sometimes we think, oh, you know, there's no one that we can look to. No, we can always look to someone else, because there's really nothing new under the sun. There's somebody out there that has been there, done that. And, you know, so you had skin in the game, right?
Yeah.
You said, not only am I going to dive in to this, you know, body of water and put myself out there in this really massive way, but I'm also in the process going to learn all that I can from people that are doing the damn thing. And so that was really, really critical. So, you know, the next thing that I'm just curious about is, like, did you know all of this was available for your life? Because, you know, you've done so much, but particularly getting this award from President Obama, like, who would have thunk? But did you see it for yourself?
So I'm big on vision board and creative visualization, prayer boards, prayer walls, vision walls, you name it, I had it, right? I was trying to even make a shoe that spoke that had affirmations on it. But it was, for me, seeking out a mentor early on in my journey and was sitting underneath him and traveling and watching and seeing what he had access to, the unlimited access, and how he was received, I said, you know what, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And he helped to guide that, to say, this is what's possible when you share your story. This is what's possible when you operate in your gifts. This is what's possible when you say yes and you figure it out along the way. Media, radio, TV. And so I said, well, if it's possible for him, let me go on my little secret wall and put down, I'm going to be seen on TV. I'm going to share my story, even though I'm an introvert. You know, I do my thing on the stage. But after that, you find me in my little cubby and I'm comfortable with a cup of tea and a blanket. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I had an example of what success looked like. And it was my turn to create what that looked like for me. And just really to say, really put those bold declarations out there. So when people would say, Lucinda, well, what's next for you? If I wasn't looking at the now, I would always give them what I desired to have. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I know somebody who works at the radio station. Really? Yeah. And they're looking for someone who can talk on. Do you talk on, do you think you could do a motivational minute? Sure. I mean, whatever they said was the opportunity. I'm researching and looking it up. And the answer is, yes, I can do that too. Yep, sure. I can do that too. So it was just putting myself out there and saying yes, scared.
Yeah. Well, and not only did you say yes, scared, you had the courage to just say what you wanted. And so often we're just afraid to even articulate what it is that we want. You weren't necessarily seeking that opportunity that arose as a result of saying it, but you had to say it in order to be met with an opportunity. And, you know, I talk often in my work about the fact that the throat chakra is our number one manifestation flex. Have to get comfortable, whether we're extroverted or introverted, we have to get comfortable telling the world, telling source, universe, God, creator, what it is that we want. And anytime that we articulate something, we write it down on paper, we put it in a vision board, we pray about it. That is a form of asking. We think about it. We marinate on it. That's a form of asking, right? Yeah. But because people are our number one pathway to prosperity, we have to articulate what we want out loud to people in order for people to, in part, be utilized to get us what we want. And the other thing I want to say before we explore the next thing is that you talked about mentorship, right? And one of the things that is powerful about mentorship, and there's a huge opportunity for this, is that, you know, many people don't know, 83% of billionaires in the world, they became billionaires as a result of mentors.
Yes.
Mentorship will fast track your success in ways that not many things can, because again, people are our number one pathway. So what better way to discover for yourself what you need to do to be successful by then listening to someone else, but then coming back to your inner, right, your inner truth about what those truths from this person means for you and your own pathway. And so I didn't want to skip over that because it's such an amazing vehicle, and people are spending more and more time talking about getting advisors in place, right? Who's at your table that is guiding you, that's mentoring you. And so if you don't have a mentor out there and you're listening right now, you got to get out there, both soft mentors. And anytime we're learning from someone, right, that's a form of mentorship.
Yes.
And there's more formal ways that we can engage in relationship to have someone invest in us, which is going to exponentially fast track our success. So that was so, so good, sis. Okay. So on top of everything that we've talked about that you've been doing, you are the founder of Activate Your Life, a nonprofit designed to reduce recidivism for women by providing empowerment, education, and employment training upon reentry. This blows me away. Mm. So, you know, the mission itself, of course, is truly powerful. And we want to know, like, what is your why for this work, right? How, what called you to get into this work? How did you know this was the right pathway for you?
Absolutely. You know, going back to the story, I was a part of the system as a young adult in my teens, and not having access to resources, being seen as a statistic, no one really seeking to try to help. Plenty of programs out there for young men and men. And what was there for women who just said, you know what, I messed up. But is there something that can help me become better? How can I contribute to my community? And there was just closed doors. It was more get a job, stay out, and don't get in any trouble. But we need more. We need to learn what is a toxic relationship, what's a positive relationship, how to create wealth on your own, you know, how to get out of the struggle mentality if you come from a low income area, how to not make excuses for yourself, the importance of higher education. And so just the empowerment piece alone for me was key, because at that time when I started the organization, it was heavy competition, and those who needed the support weren't getting the support they needed from women who could provide it because of the fear of someone else coming up, becoming greater than you. And I wanted to marry that to say, listen, don't fear her strength or what she's gone through, help to cultivate her so that we're all winning. She wins, we win, the community's winning, you know, her family, you know, her family's winning, our communities are thriving. And if we let's not push her down, hire her.
Yeah.
Give her an opportunity, you know, so.
Yeah. So this was really bred from your own lived experience and seeing that there was a huge gap in the culturally relevant ways that we needed to have support, but not to mention, and you just said that, and no matter what community that we're talking about of women, like when we're talking about abundance, we can block ourselves from having abundance when we are looking at someone else and any form of jealousy, any form of comparison. is actually insidious to our ability to create an abundant life. And, you know, so often, you know, back to this in part, your purpose to start this nonprofit, it is bred from being in the fire ourselves, right? So we can't minimize the lived experiences that we've had, because everything that we've done, everything that we've encountered is a part of our journey to get us to where we're supposed to be, whether it's in our realm of consciousness or not. So that, you know, really tapping into
yes,
that call to action, right? Anything yes. that keeps us up at night, any problem that we want to solve,
yes.
that is really in part that itch to get us to do something to activate in that area, which is connected to abundance and our coin, right? Yes. So we're not yes. doing it necessarily for that reason, but part of having an abundant life is being financially well-to-do as a result yep. of the light, right, that we're sharing with the world. So I really appreciate that you took that experience and now you're providing something viable for women that really need it the most. And I'm excited about following that work more and seeing exactly how it lands and the tremendous impact that you'll continue to make. So talk to us about what next level abundance that you're working towards and what you're doing to make that a reality.
I love this question. And one is creating this creative lab space for the women reentry, women who are recently coming home or have been recently released from the Department of Justice, a space that they can be trained, supported, learn, and just have access to resources there, a nice hub for them. And then for the other side of my passion project is working on my documentary. I believe in storytelling. So for me, the documentary is the next step between 2024, recording and taping that.
Excellent. So give us a glimpse, if you can, of what that documentary is going to entail.
So I would say this. It's the road to redemption type of feel. What does it look like being, you know, being held accountable, also trying to fight society and their way of incarcerating you on all areas, financially, mentally, physically, health-wise. I think, you know, the way that this country is ran, you know, it's a system that does not really rehabilitate individuals. So I want to bring light to that. What does rehabilitation look like for someone who went through domestic violence? What does it look like for someone who went through divorce? What does it look like? So they have all of these stigmas and titles and tags. And I want to rip some of those labels off and really showcase some of these powerful women and their stories, including my own.
Oh my gosh. Well, I cannot wait to tune into this documentary. And, you know, I just have a quick follow-up question about this. In spite of the ways that the system fails us, right, in helping us to re-enter society after tragedy has happened, after trauma has happened, what can women do to amplify abundance in their lives in spite of the failure of these systems?
Keep showing up. If you're in the boardroom, invite another woman. Mm-hmm. If you're in a space where you can create and have another seat at the table for her, invite her. And I think more of including women in this abundance starts with us saying, hey, I'm either going to create space or invite her to the table and ask permission later.
You know, I love this because every time I'm in a space with women, it's very magical, right? I mean, even though we are the least amount of funded when it comes to venture capital and all of that, there is nothing more powerful than when women are together in terms of executing action, and particularly executing action that are most meaningful to the human condition, right? And so this is so powerful about like this just the simple question that you're inviting us into is to create it ourselves if we see a problem, or to bring a woman along, and to constantly be thinking about how can I open doors for women, knowing that oftentimes we don't open the doors, even though there are amazing men out there. And I want to be really clear. And there are men that have touched my life, that have mentored me, that have poured into me. And I want to be really clear about that.
Yes.
And we know that support is sourly lacking for us. And we have real power to create solutions that are going to amplify the position of other women's lives. And, or we have the power to, you know, create it ourselves. And so I cannot wait for this documentary and all the other things that you're going to birth in the world. So I imagine that folks are going to want to stay in touch with you, Lucinda. So how can they go about doing that, sis?
Sure, absolutely. Join my e-list. I'm all on social media, Lucinda Cross, at Lucinda Cross. You can find me everywhere. But I would love for them just to be a part of the list. We feed you. It's not sales. It's not spam. We just want to help you activate day by day. And that's going to lucindacross.com.
Beautiful. Lucinda, it has been such a gift to share space with you today. Listeners, make sure that you follow Lucinda, get fed, right? As she says, she's not trying to sell you anything. Not that there's anything wrong with like being so
right?
But she's not trying to sell you. She just wants you to be inspired and to connect with her community in ways that feel most meaningful for your life and what it is that you're wanting to birth in this world. Again, sister, I am really grateful for you.
Thank you.
The work that you're doing to support women in reclaiming their power. And I'm excited about all the unfolding of it. Beauties, you heard it here at the Abundance Summit, which is dedicated to helping you to amplify your power, draw in more money, joy, and ease. Until next time, beauties. Ashe.